Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show with guest host Bill Ryder on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, welcome back into the show. Bill Ryder filling in for Jim. Happy holidays. What's up? Program is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. We're very close to one of my favorite segments here on the show. Old Trapper's What's Your Beef segment. I got so many beefs, but it would take me 3 hours to get all my beef out. And now you can give us your beef. A lot of ways to do it. You can call and hit some calls in just a minute. 1-800-636-8686 if you got a beef. If you're mad at your neighbor or your wife or Jay Cutler for just being Jay Cutler. RomanHaveATake.com. RomanHaveATake.com if you prefer the email or the Twitter sphere. At Jim Rome. At Jim Rome. Hit me up as well. Sports Writer. Sports R-E-I-T-E-R. You can tweet me there if you want to. It is such a great segment. Sometimes you just have to vent, right? Everybody's got that buddy. Don't you have that friend or you just, it's the guy you call and complain to? I'm that guy for everybody. I'm like the repository of everybody's anger. It's fine. It's fine. We're going to do that in a little bit. Earlier in the show, an hour ago, I had some beef with Dabo. And I went off fairly aggressively and quite accurately on his hypocrisy and how I think he's made it really impossible in this season, in this moment, to root for him against Ohio State. If you got a dog in the hunt, you got a dog in the hunt. If you're a Clemson fan, you got to root for Clemson. I get it. But like, if you're like most of us, where you're just watching as a sports fan, for me, it's hard to root for a guy on any level who talked pretty clearly about the need for understanding back in September when his program might have required it in the uncertain times ahead, and who hated on Ohio State for having had to navigate some of that uncertainty in a different way than Clemson did, now that Dabo didn't need to be the beneficiary of it. And several of you have a perspective and opinion, so let's do it. Let's go to beautiful Tennessee. Ray is on the line. Ray, appreciate you listening, brother. You're on the Jim Rome Show.
Brother, y'all are rocking it today. Look, man, I'm 54 years old, and it takes a lot to fire me up since I'll just say the rules in football got a little soft compared to old school days. But, dude, I'm normally all about the pros and the Titans. I don't even know if I have a dog in the fight, so to speak. I'm a Tennessee Vol. Ironic, our Moscats, a dog. But here's the thing. Nobody, everybody that started out at the beginning had the same thing that we were dealing with Corona or whatever. However, all the questions, all the question marks about how were you going to go about doing everything. It was on every team in every league in college. Ohio State was no different than any other. And they knew from the get-go it was fair. Everybody faced off with the same problems. Vince Lombardi said when he told us how to be a winner, he said, football needs to be played fair. It's fair if everybody's faced with the same thing up front. Just because you pick a different route to go does not mean that you deserve to be in the playoffs or in the national championship because you did not play the same amount of games, which makes it unfair. And you had a chance to play the same amount of games, but you chose to wait late knowing that you wouldn't play the same amount of games and knowing that that might cost you a chance to go play in the national title. If they do win, I will not accept it. I don't think they're going to. And that brings up two questions I just want to leave with you, brother.
All right, do it.
If they did win, I'm not going to accept them. But if we had Texas A&M playing there, would we have that same question? And then for my balls, I just want to ask you, should we not go after that coach at Liberty, brother? We need him bad in Tennessee. Thanks, guys.
Ray, appreciate you. Look, your perspective on Ohio State is legitimate. Any perspective that's grounded in an authentic view that six games isn't enough, and you have a sneaking suspicion that Ryan Day and the guys in Columbus dodged games because they could, that's a fair and reasonable conclusion. What's not fair and reasonable is if you made the case in September that that kind of an outcome, that kind of a situation, that kind of a reality because of COVID, if you said, with all that being possible, if it happens, it happens, I'm okay with it. You can't turn around and have it the other way. That's what makes me so mad about Dabo. Give me a break. If Dabo had come out in September and said, look, 8 games ain't going to be enough. You got to play a full schedule, and that includes Clemson. And if we, which by the way, he'd never do. And this is the thing that makes me mad. Did Ohio State manipulate the system? Maybe. Maybe. I don't really want to accuse programs of using COVID as a shield, even though some surely did. Because some didn't. See, Florida State, I mean, give me a break. I mean, Dabo going off on schools saying they're dodging him, stop. Dabo's take, his perspective, isn't about what's right in making difficult decisions in a weird year. It's not about what's best for college football. He doesn't care about that. It's about what's best for Clemson and Dabo. All right, normal year, that's what it is. Not this year. Don't come on, man. We're all dealing with this garbage. And the hypocrisy drives me crazy. And I guess I'm not alone here on the Jim Rome Show. JC tweets at Jim Rome, at Sports Writer. Love you coming out hot today about Dabo. He's a hypocrite who talks out of both sides of his mouth. Keep the fire coming. I'm with you, man. I think that's part of the reason I'm fired up, too. I like to feel like, not always, I got a pretty good read on guys, right? I like to believe, whether it's true or not, I think it mostly is, that I'm going to see people for who they are. I get to go behind the curtain a little bit in my job as a reporter. And I'm gonna call a spade a spade. And I feel like Dabo fooled me, man. I got hoodwinked by the charm. All that charm. But I need substance that's more than an inch deep. And Saban's the opposite, right? Saban is so... I mean, my experiences with Nick Saban are sitting in his office, getting belittled, but not in a disrespectful way, just in a you're dumb way. That's the dumbest question I've ever heard. But an hour or 2 hour conversation about life and football. And you can ask Nick Saban a question. He'll tell you it's stupid, but then he'll give you a 15-minute really thoughtful answer on it. Those are the people that I'm down with. That's why I talked about Russell Westbrook earlier. I don't think Westbrook's approach to basketball is going to ever be successful. But I like the guy, and I want to be wrong because he is what he is. Dabo saying one thing in September and the opposite this week because it serves his purposes, I think it tells you a lot about Dabo. Crooks Bepko, which is a great handle, tweets, are you really surprised by anything a grown man named Dabo says or does? To be honest, it ain't the name. Well, that's really funny. I'm just not surprised anymore by what anybody does if they think they can get away with it. You know, anybody that plays 8 games is legitimate. Fast forward, 8 games isn't legitimate. Get out of here. 1-800-636-8686. If you want to give us a call here on the Jim Rome Show, I'm Bill Rutter. I'm filling in for Jim. Let's go to my brother's state, Colorado. Rick's on the line. Rick, happy holidays, man. You're on the Jim Rome Show.
Hey, Bill. Hey, I'm a proud Michigan, University of Michigan alumni, and I hate Ohio State. And
yep.
I applaud Dabo for having the stones to come out and just before the game say, hey, buddy, basically you don't even deserve to be in the field with us. I think they're going to roll them up by 17 to 21 points. Trevor Lawrence is going to have a field day. And when they interview Dabo after the game and they say, do you feel vindicated for coming out and voting them 11 now that you blew them off the field? And he winks at the camera. He goes, yeah, I do. I'm going to raise my beard and say, God bless you. I think it's awesome.
Rick, I obviously disagree, but I love your take. I get it. I'm from Iowa. I know the whole Michigan and Ohio State thing. I mean, you're not allowed to say anything nice about Ohio State.
Yeah, right. And you know, you're supposed to pump up the other team no matter what and give all this phony BS. I just love it how he's just coming saying, hey, you know what? They only played 6 games. I think they're overrated. I think Clemson's going to blow them out. They've never lost to Ohio State. I'm loving it, man. Just to see Ohio State get embarrassed on national TV again, I'm counting the hours till that game kicks off.
I'll say this. Ohio State's a pretty good football team, and they're rested. I mean, there's an – we'll see. Rhythm matters. But, Rick, I appreciate you, man. Thanks for calling in. And to be fair to Rick, if Rick were to call in to the Jim Rome Show, say nice things about Ohio State – agree with me, I'm Bill Rutter. Get identified for who he is, and try to go back to Michigan, he wouldn't be allowed back in the state. I'm pretty sure that's a state law. But that sort of tribal, and I love it, tribal hatred aside, Dabble's totally full of it. 1-800-636-8686 is the phone number. Let's go to Barry in Chapel Hill. Barry, what up, dude? You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Bill. Happy New Year to you and your family.
Thanks,
thank you,
too.
For filling in for Jim Rome.
You bet.
I'm a two-time graduate of Ohio State. My comment is on the Clemson-Ohio State rivalry. But, Bill, I'm waiting to get on with you, and I hear this guy calling from Michigan, the school that punked out of their game with Ohio State. How does he have the nerve to say that? Bill, this used to be a great rivalry, but now you can't have a rivalry unless the other team wins once in a while. Tell him to call back when Michigan beats Ohio State. Now to Clemson. I watched the 1979 bowl game when a linebacker named Charlie Bowman intercepted an arch Leister pass that led to the first Ohio State loss to Clemson. And I am now calling it, Bill, the curse of Woody Hayes. Woody stormed the field. He punched Charlie Bowman, although I don't think Charlie was hurt since he was wearing his helmet. And now revisionist history tells us that Woody was diabetic and he had not taken his medication that day. Anyway, I hope this is the year we reverse the curse of Woody Hayes and that somewhere in heaven he will smile. Thank you, Bill.
Barry, thank you. And happy holidays to you and your loved ones. Thanks for the call here on the Jim Rome Show. I love it when fans hate each other's teams. It is the absolute best part of sports. And I'll say this, Barry, it's not my show to do, but if it were, I wouldn't institute that rule because I'd like people to call in, and if we waited till Michigan beat Ohio State, they'd basically be barred from the phone line for the foreseeable future. And this isn't official yet. If it gets official, we'll hit it. But there's a rumor out there from a reputable niche Michigan fan website that Harbaugh has been renewed. If that's true, it's going to be a minute. It may not be real. But it's 2020, so it sort of tracks with the year 2020. All right, so we got to, in just a few minutes here, we're going to get to What's Your Beef, brought to you by Old Trapper. And anything you are angry about, you need to sound off on, you're pissed off about, this is the way to do it. And we got a lot of ways that you can share your beef with America here on the Jim Rome Show. Several of you have already called in, so you can get in line, join the conversation, 1-800-636-8686. You can also email the program, rome@haveatake.com. You can tweet at Jim Rome. You can tweet at me. I'm Bill Reiter. I'm filling in for Jim today and tomorrow. Sports Reiter, sports my last name, R-E-I-T-E-R. What's your beef? I love it. We're doing it. We're sounding off. We're getting angry. Let's embrace our inner frustrations and those people or things that have us mad as hell. When we come back in a minute here, next on the Jim Rome Show.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Welcome back into the Jim Rome Show. Bill Reiter with you, filling in for Jim. Happy holidays. I'm really excited about this segment. Listen up. Not all beef jerky is the same. Old Trapper is better for you and higher in essential protein than chips, sugar-filled energy bars, or candy. So ask for Old Trapper by name because no other beef jerky compares. No other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what's your beef? I freaking love beef jerky. I love it. And Old Trapper, it is by far the absolute best. It's so good. I also like beef. I just like being angry, I think, in general, when rightfully so. We got a bunch of you want to weigh in. If you want to join the conversation, you want to unload your anger here on the Jim Rome Show, 1-800-636-8686 at Jim Rome on Twitter, rome@haveatake.com. All right, let's get into them. My beef is with my local sports update guy who can't pronounce names correctly. You're a sportscaster on a sports radio show. Geez, I don't want to hear about DuVernay Tardif or Ben Roethlisberger. Hey, man, I normally would defend the sports broadcaster, but I'm with you. Hey, Bill, my beef is with sportscasters saying the nickname of a team before the city name. They're not the Knicks of New York or the Lakers of Los Angeles. Drives me nuts. Bella B in Calgary. What's up, Bella B? Who does that? What, are you trying to be English? Like that guy that I knew in London when I started abroad who did a fake English accent? Or that lady who's married to Alec Baldwin who's accused of pretending to be Spanish? Who says that? You're right. That's terrible. We got some beefs here. Some of you, your beef is me on the Jim Rome Show. It's okay. It's all good. My beef is with Stucknut for not putting up clips when the guest hosts are in. Just because Rome's on vacation doesn't mean the jungle is on vacation too. Andrew in C-Town. Oh, here's a good one. This is actually one of my beefs. Can I just ride? Can I just ride with Mike and Minnie? My beef is with the new year, new me guy. We all know those 20 crunches and push-ups you're going to do in the morning will last until January 3rd, and you'll be back on your couch stuffing your face with garbage in no time. I'm with you. That's why I just skip the whole process. My goal is to put on 5 extra pounds in January. I'm just going to indulge even more than I normally do. Texas Terry has a beef here on the Jim Rome Show. I got beef with lazy people who shuffle their feet when they walk. That's interesting. You're not on an ice rink, Scott Hamilton. Pick up your damn feet and quit scuffing floors across the country. Now that you say that, I know 3 NBA writers, one of whom is really famous, who shuffle their feet when they walk. Can you guess who it is? He's a friend of mine. I probably shouldn't say his name. Really, this is fun. All right, let me give you a couple beefs. I still got a beef with my neighbor who grabbed my kid. That ain't going away. Angry old man. Even though you hide in your house whenever I come outside, deal with it. I ain't going to be nice. I love my mailman now, but I do have a beef with my former mailman who hated his job so much, he tried to fight the 20-year-old who lived next door and had like an F-bomb screaming match with my kids out front watching. I got some beef with that. Hey, mail guy, watch the F-bombs around the 11-year-old and the 8-year-old. Not that their dad doesn't sometimes do it in the house, but that's my business, not yours. I got some beef with Jay Cutler for being an absolute freaking bum. All right, 1-800-636-8686. I know he doesn't play anymore. Let's go to the phone lines, see what your beef is. Let's go to Mark in Detroit. Mark, happy almost New Year, buddy. What's up?
Bill, I love you, and I call you on your show regularly. But here's the thing. I have the Jay Cutler of the Detroit Pistons, and I'm an NBA diehard. Blake Griffin is the Jay Cutler of the Detroit Pistons, chucking up threes right now. Even D. Rose right now. We need to – I know we're 0-4. We got to trade these guys while their trade value is high. What do you think? What can we get for Blake Griffin and D. Rose, in your honest opinion?
I got to be honest. I've never thought of Blake Griffin being the Jay Cutler of the NBA. But I love it, and I'm going to steal it, and I'm going to use it. That guy's the worst. He really is. I've had some terrible interactions with that dude. Oh, man. I actually one story I probably can't tell on the air. I don't think you're going to get a lot. Derrick Rose is interesting because there is a respect that Rose commands around the NBA from fellow players. There's a leadership quality. It's not easy to go from being the youngest MVP in the history of the game to a broken player. It's not really a fun fact. It's just a fact. Players that have won the MVP have, without exception, been Hall of Famers. There has never been a player who has won in the NBA a Most Valuable Player award who has not become a Hall of Famer. That will continue as this generation of players retire, other than for Derrick Rose. He's going to be the only player in the history of the NBA to win an MVP and not not be in the Hall of Fame. And what makes that, I think, really brutal, it's not like he had this amazing year at 31, right? Some guy. He wasn't like Chris Middleton 5 or 6 years from now. He should have been an all-timer. And that commands some respect around the game, the fact that he hasn't given up and he's accepted this new role. Maybe there's some value there, that there's not a lot you can get. Detroit is such a hot mess, I don't even know what to tell you. Look, this is the old Trapper What's Your Beef segment. I want to give you some positivity in response to your beef. I think the problem is going to be you're not going to get much back. And give, I guess, Blake Griffin, I suppose, credit for trying to evolve his game. I mean, in some ways, he is the perfect example of what happened. He's a typewriter that arrived just as typewriters became obsolete. His style of play, it doesn't work, and I don't think there's much you're going to get. It's pretty brutal. Thanks for the call. Appreciate you. 1-800-636-8666 on the Jim Rome Show. Bill Rutter filling in. Let's go to Myrtle Beach. Tom, happy almost New Year. You're on the Jim Rome Show.
Yeah, I have a beef with Dabo because after an ACC game, he said Trevor Lawrence should win the Heisman Trophy, and if you don't give it to him, you don't know football, even though Trevor Lawrence missed some games because he was out of COVID. So I don't think Dabo should hold his quarterback up to different standards than what he holds up to Iowa State. Basically, I don't see how Dabo thinks he can have it both ways. That's my beef.
God, that's great. I got a beef with myself for not bringing that up when I talked about Dabo being a hypocrite worthy of rooting against earlier in the show. Absolutely.
Dabo's like God down here, and I think there are people around who are afraid to ask him that question. And he's earned the right to be God down here in a metaphorical way because of all the success he's had and is going to continue to have. But you can't say Trevor Lawrence, it shouldn't matter that he missed games when you evaluate him and then turn around and say, well, it does matter to other teams.
You're
That's
right.
A double standard.
Hell yeah.
That's my beef.
I love it. That's great. That's a hell of a call. And he, you're right, he deserves, if we keep the metaphor going, he deserves to be treated the way that he's treated because what he did at Clemson is walking on water. It really is. It's amazing. He's worthy of celebration, but he's also worthy of having somebody point out that his perspective is blatantly hypocritical and a ridiculous, ridiculous double standard. Got some more emails here at Rome@haveatake.com. I got a beef with guys and gals that have to slow down all the way to 2 miles per hour just to hang a Ralph. Hey, slowpokes, do us all a favor and take a right turn like you got a pair, be it in your pants or in your blouse. Enrique out of Wichita. And Johnny in Texas's beef is, my beef is Texas A&M getting screwed by the bowl committee. The only one loss SEC team to be left out. It's BS. Clemson deserves to be there, but the Bags in South Bend and Ohio State deserve Jack. Yeah, actually, I do wonder a little bit if A&M doesn't get treated like an SEC school because of memories of its Big 12 days, right? Doesn't have the tradition and maybe the support. I got no issue with the four teams that are in, and I got no issue if you got a beef with it. It's a tough year. You just can't, if you're Dabo, say that legitimacy has to be a little bit different as a standard in September and then turn around when everything's good for you but not Ohio State and say, ah, just kidding. Actually, they're totally not legitimate. 1-800-636-8686. If you got a beef, we got a space for you to vent your frustrations here on the Jim Rome Show. Bill Ryder filling in. Let's go to Shane in Anchorage. Shane, what up? You're on the Jim Rome Show.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, so I have beef with Dabo and then SEC fans. So first, Dabo. All he does is runs his mouth, and when he gets on TV, he tries to play the nice guy, but behind closed doors, he's shady. He's a shady character. When I think of Slimeball, Dabo is the perfect example, and the whole Ohio State is exposing it. They didn't even deserve to win last year. It took SEC refs to win that game for them. So then on top of that, SEC fans, they are the fakest rival fans I've ever seen in my life. What is your hatred with Ohio State? Look, I'm a Penn State fan. If you want to talk about someone who should hate Ohio State, the last 5 years we've been duped by Ohio State more than anybody. But when it boils down to it, the fans in the South are like, oh, I'm an Alabama fan. But the very next week, they're rooting for Auburn. Oh, because it's bowl week. Get over yourselves.
I love this segment. Let's go to Johnny in Detroit. Johnny, what up? You're on the Jim Rome Show.
Hey, what's up? Hey, my beef, I tell you, it's with the old guys in the gym
like in the locker room, that find it necessary to use the blow dryer to dry off their junk?
That's not a good call. No. You don't like that call.
I don't like that call. Not a very good call.
Haven't experienced that one, thank goodness. Let's go to John in New York. John, what's up, dude?
What's going on, Bill? How you doing?
Hanging in there, brother. Happy holidays.
Same to you. Listen to your show. You do a good job, except for when it comes to the Brooklyn Nets and James Harden. I heard you talking about that the Nets didn't need Harden or whatever. It would have been nice to have him the last couple of nights, you know, give Kevin Durant a break and that last shot against the Hornets. Maybe if Harden was on the perimeter, they would have been able to steal a game there. But I'll take James Harden. I don't care how much. He could be in all the old chopper. He could come as deep as he wants to be. The guy's a baller. The guy knows how to play the game. And the Nets have enough coaches around him to change his culture and his way of thinking, which would have been the bigger issue. I don't care how big and how fat he comes in. That guy knows how to score. He could be a player on my team anytime, Bill. And let me tell you something. Brooklyn, they're a title contender right now. With James Harden, they would have been taking the trophy away from the Asterix in a heartbeat. And thanks a lot for your time, Bill, and Happy New Year to you. And love the Jim Rome Show.
You too, brother. Thanks, man. Well, here's my view. A, I think the Nets are an illusion, and we won't know to the playoffs. That's A. B, I think Harden with Kyrie and Kevin Durant, A, doesn't work, and B, it just can't happen. But I'll say this, and I've said this on the show I do in the mornings here on CBS Sports Radio on Rider Than You from 10 to noon Eastern. I think Harden for Kyrie, it can't happen because Kyrie would just be a less talented, less impressive player in the same situation, trying to force his way out of Houston. But let's just say, for the sake of argument, Kyrie Irving woke up and wanted to live in Houston, Texas tomorrow. I think Harden and Durant does work. I think it does work. I just don't think any other combo does. Harden-Kyrie doesn't work. Kyrie and KD is not going to work. All three of those guys would not work. Unless you can roll two basketballs out there and change the personality of at least two of those guys. But I do think Harden and Durant together in that particular place, where D'Antoni's a part of the culture as an assistant, and Steve Nash has brought back a lot of the folks who were part of the coaching catalyst behind 7 seconds or less in the Phoenix days. With Harden and Durant, because they're buddies, I think it could be really, really successful. All right, thank you for all the calls at 1-800-636-8686. College football Hall of Fame quarterback, Heisman Trophy winner, Danny Werfel is going to join me on the program here in just a minute. We'll talk about this Heisman Trophy. We'll talk about this college football playoff. Who's deserving? Who's not? We'll talk about Kyle Trask and his upside at the next level. Bunch of stuff with Mr. Werfel here on the Jim Rome Show. I'm Bill Ryder filling in just after we get a...
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show with guest host Bill Ryder on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, welcome back into the show. Happy holidays. Bill Ryder here filling in for Jim. Thank you for hanging out. As we approach the end of the college football season, college football playoff, Heisman Trophy, it's very cool to have on one of the most celebrated and successful college football players of all time, a gentleman who won the Heisman Trophy in the College Football Hall of Fame and the most decorated player in arguably the history of the University of Florida. Danny Werfel joins me here on the program. Danny, happy holidays, man. Thanks for making time.
Well, thanks, Bill. Good to be with you, man.
I always love it when folks who have had success turn that into the opportunity to do something that elevates meaningful people, that celebrates things that are maybe about more than sports. I know you're doing the Werfel Trophy, obviously named after you. It's presented annually to the Football Bowl subdivision player who best combines community service, athletic and academic achievement, that well-rounded reality for a lot of amateur athletes. Tell us a little bit about the trophy and just what you look for in folks who do it.
Well, you know, there's lots of awards. Obviously, you mentioned the Heisman and many others that celebrate what guys do on the field. And, you know, there's even some awards for scholastic, people that do well in the classroom. There's the Campbell Trophy. But what we found is there's so many guys that are doing so much community service. We wanted to celebrate and honor that. You know, I think that inspires all of us to do just a little bit more. And, you know, my mission in the world is try to inspire people to serve others, to make the world better. And so, for instance, we had almost 100 nominees this year, Division I college football players, and somewhere between 50,000 and 100,000 hours of community service has been put in, doing just amazing stuff. And so we get these nominees, and it's just super hard to whittle it down and get to a winner, but it's very encouraging to see what they're doing.
Danny Werfel here on the Jim Rome Show on this holiday week. I'm Bill Ryder filling in. Danny, there's a lot of awards, there's a lot of accolades spread across a multitude of careers that change the way that someone is viewed, is remembered. But I'm not sure any carry more prestige, more of a weight than the Heisman Trophy. I mean, it really is more than just being the best player in college football that year. It's something that defines players for the rest of their lives. And I'm curious for you, in having won that award, to what degree it brought an added pressure, not just in an NFL career, but just beyond that, to live up to the standards, the expectations of being part of a very exclusive fraternity.
And well, I think you hit that on the head. You know, somebody could become president of the U.S. or win a Nobel Peace Prize, and they'd probably still be referred to as the former Heisman Trophy winner. It's just an iconic label that sticks with you. And, you know, I think it does. You know, when you talk about the football career, there's always a little bit of pressure that puts on going to the next level, and in life, I think a bit too. I think the bigger thing is it's just a platform. It's a voice. It's a notoriety that kind of, it's an asset, if you will. And I think the question is, how do people manage any of their assets, and do we try to leverage those just for ourselves, or is there a way to kind of do that benefits others along the way? And that's been really the biggest encouragement for me, is to see how having won the Heisman Trophy has helped to benefit so many people that need help, and that's been a joy.
Danny Werfel here on the show. Danny, the last four Heisman Trophy winners are quarterbacks who are still currently in the NFL with still very high expectations. Joe Burrow, obviously injured, but hopefully everything will be fine for him going forward. Kyler Murray, Baker Mayfield, Lamar Jackson. I know the game is different now, and the quarterback play is different now than it was 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago. But in your experience, for someone who comes into the NFL with that stamp of expectation, with that honor and that weight to carry of being a Heisman Trophy winner, based on your own experience, any advice you would give those guys, whichever gentleman wins this upcoming opportunity to be the Heisman Trophy winner, on how you take that and you try to transition to the National Football League?
I mean, my advice for that is similar to sort of anybody kind of going into that high-profile world, is to please have friends that don't care about football. You know, I think one of the biggest blessings I had in my life was there was a lot of people that were around me that didn't really care that much about it. So I was just kind of one of the guys. I was treated like a normal person, as opposed to when everyone in your orbit sort of is so in the football world and you're a superstar, it's so easy for if you're the Heisman winner to have all this pressure, or if you do something wrong to feel so bad, or if you do well you feel so good, and just to kind of recognize that even right in the midst of your career there's a good bit more to life than just the sport that you're playing.
It's really interesting, Danny Werfel here on the Jim Rome Show, because, Danny, something I'll never have to tackle, but something I talk about all the time, is the impact of and the need to manage fame. And that can go a lot of different directions, and there's different levels of fame for athletes. But certainly Dwayne Haskins has been in the news. The response people have had to his situation has been in the news. But you're LeBron James, you're Lionel Messi, you're Patrick Mahomes, you're any of these folks. There's going to be a level of fame of people around you who view you in a very singular way. Based on your own life experience, for those folks who are coming out now in a social media world where there's obviously millions of dollars that are possibly on the line, how does a normal person, a human being, you think, navigate fame successfully in a way that part of the job and the experience of being a quarterback in the NFL or a professional athlete doesn't become a burden or a hindrance to long-term success?
Man, that's a great question. You know, I've toyed around with an idea of writing a book about that, something like you know, titled How the Heisman Stiff-Armed Me and basically how being successful can stunt your growth as a human. You know, I think that anytime you're popular, if you're good looking, if you're a good athlete, if you're the boss, if you're the celebrity, you kind of get treated differently and to where you kind of aren't forced to develop a lot of the other character qualities that I think are so important. And so to me, I mean, that's back to what I said earlier, to have people that care about you that aren't caught up in that is so rare. I remember, I think it was throwing 6 touchdowns in a game on a Saturday. And on Sunday, I was having a meal with a family, and I got up to leave the table, and the mom said, "What are you doing?" And I said, "I was leaving." She goes, "You take your plate to the sink just like everybody else." And just, you know, what a treasure that was. And so, you know, that's one of the main things I can try to think about. You know, there's lots of other things in terms of spirituality and mindfulness and prayer that I do to try to be centered as a person. But it's tough. I think there's a lot of pressure, and social media makes it infinitely worse than even when I was there.
Daniel Werfel here on the Jim Rome Show. Kyle Trask, incredible season this year. What have you made from what you've seen from him and what you, again, this is a pressure question for him, but what you think are reasonable expectations for his career going forward?
Well, I am really delighted. I mean, to try to put any biases aside as a Florida Gator, his story is inspiring. You know, he didn't even play much in high school. He's a backup. He's loyal to his university through a lot of different things. He finally gets the chance, and he has this superstar season. I love watching him. His intelligence, his decision-making, his anticipation is unbelievable. And then, of course, his accuracy and ball placement. So all those things together, you know, plus he's just a really solid guy. He doesn't talk about me, doesn't blame other folks, and he's just a great guy. So I'm really, really happy for him. I think, you know, he has the skill set that is transferable. I mean, if you watch him play, he's completing passes time and again to guys who are covered, like blanket covered. And of course, you got to give the receivers a lot of credit, but he's putting the ball in like one of the few spots where they can catch it. And I think, you know, NFL is so much about quick decision-making, anticipation, and accuracy. And I think he has those things. I think he's got a great future ahead of him.
Danny, it's a really interesting point about Trask's journey to where he's at. I know failure is relative, but for guys that have a chance to be Heisman Trophy winners and or first-round selections in the NFL draft, his background, you know, Joe Burrow having to find another place, Baker Mayfield having to walk on at universities, 3 very different processes to getting to this sort of verge of stardom. To what degree do you think those struggles or whatever they were helped those guys become the successes they became?
Well, I think that's a piece of life. You know, kind of mentioned it earlier, just, you know, the adversity, the struggles we go through kind of build us up and define who we are. We need truth tellers in our lives, and we need to have some tough times too. You know, it's hard to get knocked down, you know, but you get back up. And so I think, you know, that those make some really, really great stories that not are just football stories, but are life stories. You know, and this year is a great example of a year that's knocked many people down. And hopefully we can get back up and do a better job of working together as people in our country and chart a course forward that's better than what we've been through.
Danny Werfel here on the Jim Rome Show. Danny, can you give us a quick look at the finalists for this year's Werfel Trophy?
Yeah, well, again, I wish we could spend an hour and talk about all 100 of them. And then even the 9 semifinalists are unbelievable. It was difficult to pick 3, but we've got 3 astounding young men who inspire me so much. We've got Shai Wirtz, the quarterback for Georgia Southern. We've got Sam Ellinger, the quarterback for Texas, and Teton Saltis from New Mexico. What these guys have done to serve others is unbelievable. And then when you kind of look at some unique challenges around the pandemic, they all 3 were able to meet different needs and helping kids in different groups kind of through the pandemic, from raising money for groups to actually being on the phone, Teton doing suicide prevention calls and delivering books to kids on reservation, Indian reservation. I mean, the list goes on and on. These 3 guys are outstanding.
Danny Werfel, appreciate you. It's such a great way to focus positive attention on people who deserve it. And before we let you run, got about 30 seconds. Do you want to venture a Heisman Trophy prediction? Do you have a sense of which way this is going to go?
I don't. I'm never good at guessing. I am biased, and I think Trask, you know, through 11 games, has actually outperformed Burrow from last year in his first 11 games. So that's pretty astounding. But I do think that winning the SEC was a key. And so you got two guys there that are going to have a good shot. And maybe this is the year we get a receiver. We'll see.
Danny Werfel, I really enjoyed the conversation. Appreciate the time. Thank you for being here on the Jim Rome Show.
You got it. Thanks, Bill. Happy New Year.
Thanks to you, too. Danny Werfel on the program. I love that. I'm so interested. Again, hard to measure, hard to assess, but really important. How people navigate fame. I mean, in a very different way. Not in a Patrick Mahomes, LeBron James, you know, Mike Trout, Clayton Kershaw way, but in my own profession, right? Just as a guy that wrote for a living about sports and does some TV and radio now, shouldn't say some, that's what I do for a living. I have colleagues and I have friends who, like me, were writers, but unlike me, have become massively successful, wildly famous, handsomely paid superstars of sports media. And a lot of those folks are great people still and really, you know, have stayed grounded. But I'd be lying to you if I said all of them have. I mean, fame is a really interesting, bizarre thing. And probably something I don't appreciate enough, but I try to, is the difficulty with which being a young man, 22, 23, 24, I mean, that's so young, and having to navigate all the things that come with being an athlete and the fame. I mean, it's a blessing and a curse depending on how you handle it. Really appreciated Werfel's honesty and candor on that topic. All right, I'm Bill Ryder. I'm filling in for Jim here on the Jim Rome Show. Hour to go. And Tom Haverstroh, NBA insider extraordinaire, host of a great podcast, has a really interesting way that he looks at the NBA through analytics. We'll get his perspective on a bunch of stuff from around the association next year on the Jim Rome Show.